This is How Men Think with Brooks Like and Gavin DeGraw, an iHeartRadio podcast.
What's up, everyone? With the How Men Think podcast, I'm Craig.
And I'm Austin.
And we're here to fill in for Brooks and Gavin on this week's episode of How Men Think. So, yeah, as in we just said, I'm Craig, you're Austin. We're here from Bravo TV's Southern Charm. We're right. In our seventh season now. Austin is on his fourth season with us, and he's doing great. But our show airs on Thursdays at 9 p.m. And yeah, catch us there. But we're Craig and Austin from Bravo TV's Southern Charm. We have a lot to talk about. I mean, this is you. We are the best test subjects.
Or the worst
to hear from right now. I am late to this taping because of issues with my girlfriend, and Austin has now had his entire mood killed because of his girlfriend. So how do we feel about letting girls kind of affect our daily outlook on life? Because you were so happy all day.
Well, Craig, okay. Yes, this is amazing. You and I are kind of similar beings in this, right?
So Austin and I are both very emotional people.
We definitely have love languages. And we need our significant others to hit those love languages.
But, right? And I know you're used to Brooks and Gavin, which is great. And as I don't know if we appear that we have hard shells, but we're so soft underneath that shell. And that's what a lot of girls don't realize, and a lot of guys out there is
I'm a soft shell crab.
And no matter,
That's a Charleston.
And we're sensitive. And, you know, like I just dealt with something with my girlfriend is she went on the offensive because she was worried that I was going to hurt her when really, you know, she's, I don't know. Anyway, she's great and loving and awesome. I'm just saying that, you know, we might be intimidating, but we're just as intimidated of you at times. And I don't know. There's no matter how tough you look on the outside.
Is this what we're supposed to be doing?
I think so. And we're just giving a rundown.
Okay, good.
So we're both softies. Might not appear.
So I have plenty of things to say. And just like you said, Craig, I mean, God, I'll tell you, my best days ever are when, you know,
when what? Hey, we're already in relationships, but we'll tell you how we got there and our dating lives. I mean, I went to school and college at Charleston, which was five girls to every one guy, which was an incredible experience, but it was definitely, I mean, it had an effect on the dating world. And Austin went to Alabama.
I did.
And so we have a lot of experience and are ready for questions.
I am. Okay.
And we enjoy sharing our experiences with y'all.
Hit me.
And yeah, we want to know what we're curious to know what you guys want to know.
Okay, Austin, Craig, thanks so much for being here on How Men Think. Our listeners submitted questions for you guys, so we'll just get into it. First off, what is a good date idea during COVID?
Okay, Craig is the worst person to ask about this. Okay, but so
during COVID, though.
Yeah, and maybe I am too. Like, okay, so we're assuming that everyone's quarantined and that no one wants to see each other. Jeez, I mean, what?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
The
okay,
reason we're stumbling is because we didn't follow any rules down here.
Yeah. And the reason that I'm stumbling is because I'm like, hey, feel confident and I feel confident, we've both been tested, then please, like, let's hang out and do the things that we normally do. But okay.
A good date idea over Zoom for COVID.
I think it would be to live text a movie. That's me. I'm going to say the live text a movie, and I want the movie to be very lighthearted. I'm like, hey, you want to watch Casper and live text? And I would
I like that idea, but I wouldn't text. I would just have it open like this and just be talking.
Okay.
And
okay.
Before you know it, you would be in an entirely different conversation with your date and forget the movie's playing. And you're like, all right, things are going well.
Before you know it, you're making out with your camera.
Yes. Yeah. But I think that's a great idea to watch a movie together over Zoom. Whatever.
That is such an icebreaker, and it has to be. And it has to be like a lighthearted movie, in my opinion, because, you know, it has to be like, hey.
Because what else are you going to do? You're going to stare at each other on the computer screen? I think bringing the third party of a movie in is a great idea.
I do too. Agreed. Next question.
Awesome. Do you miss the girls who aren't on the season, like Cam, Chelsea, and Naomi?
Craig and I spent so much time together. And when we finished filming the first month or so of our show, I just remember that Craig and I were like, wow, there's so much going on. And there are so many things, and we were legitimately very excited. We were excited, Craig. We were like, I think we did such a good job, and not just us, but you know, we knew that everyone else was as well. And we were like, this show is going to be better than it ever has been. And that's the mentality that we had. And in my opinion, that's a very important mentality.
So the girls weren't transparent. So the girls hid a lot of their lives and they relied on the boys sharing everything. And it's not fair when you do that, and it doesn't work. The synergy wasn't there. And so Austin and I were both very excited to get a new crop of people in this season. And the girls that came on did an excellent job, were actually transparent and shared their lives with everyone. So no, we didn't miss them. I mean, I miss Cam, but no.
We're
moving in a good direction.
Is what I want to say.
Which no one's ever, no one hears that. That's not in the media. That's not in the press. You'll never hear that, but that's the truth, is that they were not good at their jobs, and we are happy that they're not here.
Boom. When I talk to Cameron, okay, last thing on this, I'm going to say it. When I talk to Cameron, she said to me, and it's very transparent, she said, I feel like a hypocrite because I do not want to show my child. I do not want to show my husband. And for that reason, I don't any longer serve the purpose that I used to on this show. And I was like, wow, that was very honest of you. And she knew that. And so she moved on.
And I would guarantee you all three of them.
And then there's Craig's ex that was probably like, you know what? I don't want to deal with, you know, this shit any longer. And then there was, you know, Chelsea that doesn't want to deal with it any longer either. And basically if Cam said quit, then she would.
Yeah. Okay. Are Southern men attracted to West Coast ladies or just Southern belles?
So I'm originally from the Eastern Shore, up in the Northeast of Delaware. So I was always attracted to Jersey girls, like dark hair, I don't know, just that attitude. I love that. And then when I moved to the South, I fell in love with sundresses and accents and a very proper, I don't know, I fell in love with the Southern belle. And then I went and spent time out West and fell for the LA type girl. And so I don't know if I have a type. I kind of adapt to wherever I am. I haven't met an LA girl that I wanted to spend a lot of time with. I don't know. That might not be right.
And I'll say this just to, you know, Craig's getting at the end of his point, but I'll say this. I'm definitely attracted to more of the Southern type. You go out West, they're way more superfluous than I want to deal with. You know, anyone can make the point well, the girl that, you know, you've been dating is, you know, just that way. But the people in LA are always looking for the bigger and better thing. And I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with that whatsoever. You come down South, the women are beautiful, and they accept, they want to have fun. They accept us for who we are. Yes, of course, I'd like a pretty person. Everyone likes a pretty person.
I think if
you're going to go out West and be like, you're not pretty. Yeah, I'm sure there are a bunch of them, but I don't want to deal with some girl who's like, oh, I'm a print model and I was on so-and-so's yacht last weekend. No, thank you. No.
I think if you're actually from California, you're fine. There's people
okay, that's true.
They're Turtle from Aspen. The girl that I'm currently dating grew up in San Diego. Austin, you're friends with people from LA. So if you were born there, you're great. But I think the transplants.
But if you move there, then kick rocks.
Because you're just ladder climbing, just like in New York City.
Ooh, hot take.
What are your favorite or most successful pickup lines?
Ooh, this is great.
See, that's funny. So I never had a pickup line. I used to throw ice at girls in the bar. Yeah,
Craig's pickup lines are wanting for sure. I think that my favorite pickup line, honestly, is It sounds so lame and sounds so prefabricated, but it's not. It's, hi, I'm Austin. What is your name? Would you like a shot?
You do really well with that. Like, you actually just blatantly straight up introduce yourself to a girl when she comes and like stands next to us at the bar.
And I'm like, she is hot, Craig.
Cause I'm very shy. Like, yeah, so I'm very shy. So I'm never the first person to talk to a group of friends, but Austin's like easily introduces us, which is great. And then as soon as he breaks the ice, then I'm fine.
Yeah, then it's off to the races.
But yeah, I used to throw
but
ice.
But I just think that to answer that full question, the easiest thing to do and you can't be called like a douche or like, oh, cheesy pickup line. If you straight up say, hi, my name is, and nobody can fault you for that.
What is your biggest pet peeve?
Craig has 12, but go, Craig.
I hate bathroom humor. If you make any jokes about bathroom, I would just leave.
Okay, like, pet peeve.
Almost not even be friends with someone. Mine, that's just what popped into my head.
Yeah, mine is, I just read this thing the other day, and it said, look, if you're busy, then tell me so. If you're not interested, then tell me so. But being ignored, I cannot stand. All good. Tell me, hey, look, I'm at dinner with my folks. Hey, look, I can't. Being ignored is my number one pet peeve. It will drive me crazy. And I know it drives you crazy too.
Yeah, that's a good one. That and yeah, silence. Like,
and I know that that's easy to say, like, oh, hey girls, you know, listen up. Ignore the man and they'll want you even more. No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I will hate you. If you ignore me, I will hate you because I'm not playing that game with you.
I'm trying to think what does someone do? What's a girl do that pisses me off? Like, what's the last girl like that I can't stand?
Well, ignoring is definitely.
No, I know, but over like, I'm saying okay, like in person, okay. Like if we were all hanging out in the bar, I hate fake people. Like if you
don't we all
have just
people?
Told me that you hated this girl and I see you walk up and say hi to her and compliment her dress, I will not talk to you again.
Yeah, but sorry, all of y'all are like that.
Is
that not true?
No.
It's not? Craig, generally so good at that. They're like, oh my God, this sweater, which by the way, this is mine. I'm like, oh my God, your sweater is so beautiful. Yeah, like
I picked that up. Anyway, yes, I say just like stick to your guns. And also if you're into me, I guess we're at an age now.
That's true.
That if you're into me, just be with me. And to like find like a buddy where we can people watch together is such a good feeling. Like the game, I know it's necessary, which sucks so much, but I want it
for the first month.
Like, yeah.
The first month.
Then trust each other and take a chance and move forward.
What are funny phrases only Southerners use?
Y'all.
Y'all is something that I use consistently, but that's an obvious one. What about
phrases?
What did you say?
I'm trying to think of what this stuff Cam used to say.
I know. Well, I'm trying to think of the things that Chelsea, you know, used to say. Chelsea used to, if something was in your teeth, she used to say to me, how's her mom and them? Like, how's your mom and them? So like you'd have to open your mouth and then you'd be like, hey, you got something here.
That's really Southern.
How's your mom and them? I swear she used to say that to me. It's really funny.
Do you know where the word hush puppy comes from?
No.
So
enlighten us.
When the kitchen staff would be working in the back and all the dogs would come around barking, trying to get scraps. They would roll up dough balls and fry them real quick and toss them to the dogs and say, hush puppy, hush puppy. And that's where hush puppy comes from.
I love hush puppies.
Really? It's such a boring, bland.
Oh like, my God. No, it's not. They serve it with like butter. It's amazing.
It's literally to fill you up. So you don't eat any more crabs.
Well, why would a restaurant ever do that?
Cause it's an all you can eat crab
when
restaurant.
They want you to eat more.
They
food.
Don't want you to eat more. Cause it's all you can eat. You already paid.
Why
for
would
it.
You? Why would a place like Leon serve you hush puppies and they want you to order their whole menu?
I don't know.
So it's just like a restaurant. Why would a restaurant give you bread? Different conversation. So sorry.
Pet peeve, bread and hush puppies.
Yeah, pet peeve. Craig being stupid.
Is it easier or harder to date once being on TV?
Harder.
Harder.
Definitely. Okay. I'm going to start and then you finish.
Okay.
So, definitely. I've dated three girls now on the show or since my tenure. And, you know, everyone just loves to be like, oh, she's using it for the show. And in my opinion, that's so, so sad. Like, it's so sad. And you have to, like, you know, think about it and, you know, but at the same time, it's obviously easier, right? Because, like, you walk in somewhere and people are looking and you don't know that. So there are definitely different, you know, aspects. But I think that the hardest aspect is for someone to be like, and when someone tells me, like, you know, they just dated you for the show, I'm like, what are you saying? Are you saying that I'm not good enough to get this girl? Or
does that make you doubt? Have you ever doubted?
Yeah.
Like, you've asked yourself if a girl's just with you because of the show?
I've never doubted until just recently because y'all fucking put that doubt in my mind like crazy.
But yeah, I mean, it's weird, you know, because the show brings you so many opportunities and it just opens so many doors. And people would think that it's like, shut up, guys. Like, are you kidding me? On TV. Like, you can go meet a lot of, you know, well, most girls that you wanted to meet.
But I want to meet a girl that's like, what's your show?
I've also never dated a fan.
If she says, what's your show, then I'm wary of her. I'm like, bullshit. You know.
Yeah, I like there's a healthy balance of being like, yes, I know who you guys are, but I don't know.
And I'm not saying that we're like, you know, Jersey Shore, for God's sakes. And I'm only saying that because it's in the background. Look, I'm looking at the mirror.
Yeah.
But like, just saying, I would much rather meet a girl, marry a girl that is like, I have never watched Bravo.
Here's the challenge. And this is what I ran into this year was you want to meet a girl that's not dating you for TV. The problem is that's our lives and it's our job and we have to be transparent with the show. And so if we start to date that girl that is not dating us because of TV, we have to bring her onto the show, which a lot of people that aren't into the TV world don't want to do. And so you have to risk ruining your healthy relationship.
Now we're giving them everything because it's true. And Madison, and I'll just say it, Madison said it always. And she'll probably, you know, burn me with it because she burns me with everything. But she goes, you told me that if you wanted to keep dating, that I had to be on the show. And I was like, well, that's true. No, this is before she came on.
No, but she was like, she filmed with me like second season.
Okay. Craig, she wasn't on until I brought her on.
Like as a full-time
person. Yes, yes. As a person that anyone care about.
But she was comfortable being on TV. A lot of people aren't. Yeah, so it's a challenge.
Let's not get started on this.
We love our lives, but I feel like mentally, Austin at least would be a lot better without the show in his life.
Well.
Mentally.
Well,
maybe not.
If these girls just love me for me.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys talked about this in the beginning. What is your love language?
So my love language is words of affirmation.
That's mine too. I was just going to say that. I was being honest.
I'm being honest. It's interesting because until my
touch. I like being touched. Craig does not.
Yeah.
But I do like, you know, words of affirmation. It doesn't have to be like, you're the best human of all time, but it has to be like, oh my God, I'm so proud of you. Or, oh my God, like
our
validation.
You look
handsome today. Or I do like, you know, words of affirmation and I do enjoy touch. Yeah. I don't know what the like official word for that is, but probably just touch.
No, it's physical. Yeah, I forget. But it's interesting because I would have said that love languages are bullshit until my relationship with Naomi. And it was like we weren't speaking the same language because, for example, I would go out in the morning and start her car on like a cold day and warm her car up. And like I give, so my love language that I give is acts of service. So I would do acts of service. The problem is that she was used to that life. You know, someone started her car for her whole life. And so she didn't receive what I was giving. Her love language was gifts, but I don't know how to give gifts because in my life, I just buy you shit every day, but I would miss like big occasions. Like I would miss Christmas, birthdays, stuff like that, which sounds crazy, but I was like, Craig, I give you so much during the day.
Craig's about to get so much. Like I just give you shit. Every single day. And girls are like, I want to date Craig.
No, so.
He gives me shit every day.
But so if you can't figure out how to like, correlate your languages, it actually does affect shit. Because then I was words of affirmation. And like in my current relationship, she would probably tell people like, or me, she'd be like, of course I think you're good enough. Of course I think you're attractive. Of course, like I remember getting like a little insecure. We were watching a movie and she said someone was hot.
Let's get into it.
I'm just answering it. Okay. And I'm saying like, okay. I don't really get insecure with people, but shut up. So just shut up. So I was like, why don't you tell me I'm attractive? And she's like, is that a real question? Like, of course I think you're attractive. And so the example is that we actually need to be told stuff.
Words of affirmation.
Yeah. So love languages are real.
So to answer your question,
are you just
Craig and I like words of affirmation?
Austin's faded.
No, I'm not. Don't be mad at me just because you
interrupt me. Just kidding. Austin and I also
are dating.
Have been filming for 6 hours today. It's been hilarious and great. And we're happy to be here. No, I am, but
I am too.
Dude, I don't know how to do things other than being 100%.
Okay, Craig, you are being
100%. So what love language do you give?
And I love it. And I love it. Love language that I give. Definitely, obviously, if we receive words of affirmation, then I make sure to give words of affirmation. And I definitely like that. And touch. And I'm not the best at gift. I'm not either. No, you just said you give people gifts every day.
No, that's acts of service. Oh, gifts. I have a lot of great ideas, but I don't follow through on them.
I'm definitely not the best at acts of service because I don't think about it as much as like I should. Right. But then when I do, I'm like, oh my God, she's going to feel like $1 million because I give her.
And then they don't. And you're like, oh, why are girls so difficult?
And they're like, why'd you just give this to me? And I'm like,
I put so much thought into this.
Shouldn't you just understand that this finger puppet made me think of you?
What has been your favorite memory so far of Southern Charm?
Oh, I had this answer for so long.
Okay. I have two. First one, season 4, my first season, we're all on a banana boat. Okay. And I just want to say this one because of a couple of reasons. I can't say it because they didn't show it. So we're in Key West right before Chelsea and I went up on a, what's it called? Parasail. So we're parasailing. And before that, me, Craig, Shep, Thomas. JD, Thomas, we're all on a banana boat. And it wasn't about anything, but like we're all
pure fun.
Pure fun. We're all like flying off and we're like grabbing each other. We're like, Craig, get on! You know, we're like about to fly off. Like, Thomas, awesome. Come here! And it was like pure camaraderie, not like filming bullshit. And that was amazing.
Negativity.
And that's my first one. Craig can go with one of them. I'll go with my second.
I'd say something that came from the show is meeting Danny McBride was my favorite thing that came from it.
Filming moment.
I know. I'm trying to think. Filming. I had some good times with Cameron. I had some really good times with her throughout the years. Snowboarding with you was fun.
God, these that was aren't, fun. Snowboarding was fun, man. Going out to Colorado because they rejected us going to Colorado or going out west for so long because they want us to.
I liked riding mopeds around Key West with you guys. That was fun.
That was fun until we found out that Danny passed out when we had to.
This is one of those questions that we're gonna think of in like 6 hours and be like, wait,
and be like, whoa, wait, call him back, call him back.
What's the worst date you've ever been on?
I've never been on a date.
This date with Craig, right?
I've never been on a date with someone that I was not dating.
You haven't? Mm-mm. I definitely have. I've been on
a date. I've never gone to dinner with a girl before hooking up with them.
Why is that?
So I can't think of anything worse than the thought of sitting at a dinner table with someone and knowing within 30 seconds if you like them or not and just being trapped. I don't know. I'm a bar date person. I think going and sitting at the bar would be awesome. Charleston was a very...
Let's go to Halston.
When I was dating, it was you met the person in the bar, out, and then you started to text and then you would meet them. You know, you wouldn't be too anxious or like too obvious that you wanted to meet up, but maybe the second or third bar of the night. And you'd meet up at like 11 o'clock and she'd come with her friends or you were with your friends and you would just have a good time at the bar. And for me, I never got to that phase of asking someone to dinner until we had already been hanging out for like a month. And I know that can be translated into a bad thing, but it wasn't like that. It was just like, I'm more of an activity date person. Like, I'd invite you out on the boat, or we could go jet skiing, or like go to a pumpkin patch and do something silly, or like a haunted trail. I don't know.
Jet skiing.
Okay. I just like doing activities.
I'm going to play the other side of this.
But going to a sit down dinner, I've never done with someone that I was not dating.
Okay. So I'm going to play the other side of this purely for playing the other side of this. I do agree with Craig where the traditional date idea for me is like not my idea of fun or a date. I'm not like, hi, Sally, would you like to go to dinner with me tonight? I don't like that. I would much rather do like, hey, let's go out and your friends meet up with my friends and let's have fun. But for sake of playing the other side, it is fun potentially to go, which I have done a couple times in the past 10, 5 years, month, to like bring a girl out and like bring them to dinner and have like a true blue, honest to God, you know, conversation. When I don't do much, I don't ever do that, but I have done it. And it's a lot of
dinner. See, what do you do at the end of dinner if you don't have something planned after? So do you just like get up and then it's awkward for everyone? It's like, are we like,
what is for everyone? What is for everyone?
What do you do? One-on-one. What do you do when you walk out the door? One-on-one. Do you get in your car?
No.
Do you like walk home?
No.
See, if you have a plan, okay.
You finish dinner and you say, hey, would you like to go to Vintage?
Okay.
Would you like to
that's fun.
And then you go get like an after dinner drink, and then you have that after dinner drink. And then if, and this is the thing, this is what I'm trying to say. If you really like the girl, then you don't want to rush it. Because if you rush it, then all the excitement is gone, right? So if we go to dinner and they're like, so back to your place, I'm like, and this is done before it even begins. But if you really like a girl and you're like, oh man, this girl's like something, then you take them somewhere else, you send them home, and then the whole next day, the whole next week, you're like, oh my God. This girl but is
you're
like,
getting, when you see their name pop up, you're getting
absolutely
like sparks on your
when
phone.
That, and if you're dating a girl, when her name does not pop up on your phone, then you're dating the wrong girl. Or, sorry, when you don't get, you know, butterflies when her name pops up, then you're dating the wrong girl.
Like if you don't open it.
Because this girl's name still gives me butterflies when it pops up, and that will always be the case probably. Anyways, next question.
Do you believe chivalry is dead?
No. Hell no. There's a lot to be said. There's a lot to be said about opening a door. You know, the car door thing.
Common decency.
The car door thing, do I like, you know, really care about? No. But like pulling like a girl's chair out when she gets into the table, huge.
Well, it's funny.
Opening the door for her at the restaurant, huge.
So here, there's a balance between chivalry and the girl feeling like you respect that they're capable of doing the thing on their own.
Okay.
So like pulling the chair out, like some girls would be like, I know how to pull my fucking chair out.
Okay, true.
But you kind of have to feel it out. Or like ordering for them, it's like, I can order my own meal. Like the submissiveness level is nuts. But then if some creeper at the bar comes up to them and is kind of like pushing into them or something, trying to order a drink, and you come up and stand between them and like place your hand on their back or something, that to me is like,
that says jealousy to me.
No, it shows that you have their back and you're like protect. I don't know. There's a balance, but I think common
a total balance.
I think
there's
manners
total balance.
Manners are very important.
Chivalry is not dead. And if anyone says that, that is so LA, I'd vomit
it's
in my
very,
mouth.
Very LA.
I mean, so LA, like hey,
I just think like, or if a fight breaks out in the bar and all of a sudden she feels you like grab her like this and like away from the fight, I feel like that would be it.
Of course.
But like if you were, I don't know. I've seen some bad stuff out. I'm sure you
fell
have.
For Craig right now. But what I'm saying is that chivalry, of course, is not dead.
If you think chivalry is dead,
insane.
Then you're a douchebag. Then you're a douchebag. And if you're dating someone that's like that, then you should leave.
Agreed. True story.
Yeah.
And it only takes a couple of gestures to make somebody feel that you are, you know, considering them at all points in time. And one of those gestures, men, I'm telling you, do not miss out on pulling a chair out for your date. Do not miss out on it. You are wrong. You are just wrong. They will remember it, and they will tell their friends about it for the next 2 weeks. I promise you that.
Just be smooth about it. It's a smooth move.
No, yeah. It's
but don't announce to everyone you're doing it. You know,
of course not.
Hey, did you see I held the chair for you or pull it out and they'd be like, yeah,
before you sit down, extend the chair out for her.
Yeah, but how do you scoot it in once they're sitting down? Dude, never figured that out.
I'll tell you, they stand like 1 foot like in front of it, and then you move the chair. It's like you pull the chair out, you know, 2 feet.
I've always
and
been
then they move in and you pull the chair in, you know, 1 foot enough so that it hits their, you know, back of their knees. When it hits the back of their knees and they notice it down, done. If you don't do that, then good luck making her your wife.
I have to go on a dinner date first.
Good luck. Until then, I'm just protecting him from bar fights. Yes.
Why do men chase girls while supposedly in a monogamous relationship?
Because they're douchebags.
Okay. Because for men, you know, grass is greener on the other side. But Craig is right, because they're douchebags. If you're with someone that you really want to be with, then of course you should not
settle
anyone else.
Because they settled. If you're if you're chasing other people when you're in a relationship, it's because you settled.
Chasing is the key word here. You know, if you're chasing somebody else,
fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. That's because you settled. And that's because you are with the wrong
person. And you know why you settled? Because you're insecure.
Chasing.
And you're insecure because you're like, well, I kind of like this person, but if I leave them to chase what I really want, maybe I'll never find someone like them again.
Yeah.
And so like, but I'll keep them around just in case. Like, you are a selfish piece of shit.
Story.
Also, if you stay with anyone past 30 days that you don't see yourself marrying, you also are a selfish piece of shit, and you're insecure and you're too scared to be out on your own. So you keep someone around for comfort, and all you're doing is mind fucking them and gonna break their fucking heart when you move on. 30 days is the limit. If you don't
think this hits home for Craig right now.
No, I'm just saying
that's like, okay. That's
if you stay with someone more than 30 days. Mm-hmm. And God, the guys that
why is 30 days a limit?
Because you know at that point.
Oh, Craig, not everybody knows in 30 days. No. Don't.
Here's,
I do not agree with that. You cannot say 30 days.
All right, listen. Okay. Not no.
You but can go you, and then I'll go.
Yeah, okay. If you do not see a future with this person, as in like a plausible outcome, like there's a chance of that. Okay. If you know for a fact that you will never marry this person and you meet their parents, you.
Okay, Cinderella, are you finished with your fairy tale? It's not always that way. Okay, 30 days. Congratulations, Craig. You know that you want to marry someone in 30 days.
That's fine.
I don't agree with that. I think that you meet somebody you might have this great thing with, you date them for a bit, then you might find out that they're not for you. So fucking what, Craig? 30 days.
You found after 30 days that they're not for you?
I don't know,
it's
Craig.
A comfort.
Yes.
You're just bored.
Yes. Yes, I have.
Bored.
Yes, I have. I have dated people before that I really, really, really like, but that I did not see as my, but I was like, maybe they will be that person. You know what, Craig? Maybe.
Yes, you said Craig, maybe they'll Craig, be that person.
Craig,
you knew.
Craig,
you
I
knew.
Think that nowadays, I think that way. If I meet somebody, I'm not dating casually any longer. But previously, no way was I like 30 days and then if I'm not going to marry them, then I'm going to dump them. No way. I have experimented and I've had fun with girls and I've done lots of things. And I'm not like, you know, the chef way.
So,
you know, the chef
right,
way
so
like, I dated a girl. I'm like, you haven't dated a girl, chef. You just banged them for 2 weeks.
So like,
I'm talking about now.
So take away the 30 days now, and say meet the parents then. Are you meeting the parents of a girl that you know you don't, if she thinks there's a future and you know that you're not going to end up with that girl?
I've met.
Just to keep her around for sex. Just to keep her around for sex.
No. And now I can agree with you that right now in my life, the next person that I date, there's no longer like a let's hang out. But no, the next person that I date and meets my parents is my wife.
But some people do keep people around in a selfish way.
Sure.
And, okay. Yes.
And I've done that before. And I have done it before.
What was it like watching yourself on TV for the first time?
No, you go first. Your season.
All right. So I first season loved it. The mail. So we used to get a hard copy and a DVD delivered to our doorstep a week before the episode aired. And I lived 2 blocks away from Shep. And the mailman came to my house first. Like, and his weird route would take hours to get to his house. So Shep would run down to my house and we would watch standing up in my living room. And we couldn't sit down. It was nuts. And then I also, embarrassingly enough, would play it at like after parties and stuff because it was all like new to me.
Hold on. For all those in the back, Listen up, turn your volume up. Yeah. Craig Conover used to play hard copy DVDs at after parties for chicks to score.
Because there was never a show in Charleston. It was nuts. It was all new. It was crazy. Here's when it changes. When you date on television. And as soon as I had a girlfriend on the show, and as soon as I saw for the first time her betray me in what I thought was a betrayal, and did like, you will never watch the show again. And after Naomi and I started to have disagreements on the show, I stopped watching that day and didn't watch for 3 years. Now I watch because it's all about him and I can just laugh at him.
So then, but yes, this is a segue into mine. Season 4 and 5, I was like, they love me. They really love me. And then I started to date someone really, really seriously, and emotions and, you know, heartache gets involved, and like real heartache. And then I haven't watched, I didn't watch, you know, much of last season, except if someone was like, you got to watch.
I made him watch with me in Bermuda like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
I didn't finish the episode.
It ended with us getting very drunk and him yelling at us.
Well, I yelled at Shep.
Yeah, Shep.
I like, you know, I like lost it on him with like 6 minutes left in the episode one of season 7. I was like, fuck you and the horse you rode in on. And we screamed at each other, and I go, Shep, let's save it for the reunion. I love you for now, but I hate you.
Last question. What kind of pressures do you get from your family?
What kind of pressures? Like, you know, with the show specifically, or with like, you know, pressures? Yeah, like
just
life?
Like dating. Like, does your family pressure you to like start family?
So my family, as you know, I'm sure that Craig isn't, you know, going to say something different, but of course, you know, my family is very supportive. They've never been the kind of family to be like, she's a good girl, Austin, you should go and marry her. Like, she is like, or sorry, she, of course I say she, because my mother is, you know, the matriarch of the family, but my folks have always been like, take your time, do not rush into anything. And especially with my businesses now, or with my business, they're like as supportive as could possibly be. And being on the show, they're like, Austin, we think it's funny. We think it's great. We've met Craig, we've met Shep, we've met Whitney. We think that they're wonderful. We think that you have great, you know, friendships with them. So they could not be more, you know, supportive. Whereas more people in the South could be like, when are you gonna get on in Austin? It's time to, you know, meet a wife. They are not that way. They're like, we want you to find the right person and the right time in your life. And there.
My pressure for my family is to finish what I start. So that's pretty much the only pressure I've ever had from there, is to finish what I start. So I chose to go to law school, finish it. I wanted to be an attorney, finish it. They trust my intuition with stuff, where I wanted to start a pillow company. As bizarre as that was, they're like, fine, just do it 100%. Don't fall into this pattern of like having a great idea and then not doing anything about it. And procrastination is something that I struggle with. Charleston's a very easy place to distract yourself and not do what you're supposed to do. So for me, it's finish what I start. But yeah, fortunately, it's not the dating stuff, because my mom doesn't want to fall in love with another potential daughter and it break her heart again. So,
and I'm such a sucker for that. She's met like 3 girls in the past, you know, 5 years. And I just assume that they, you know, love, you know, and I'm like, oh, you know, y'all are great. And they're like, not.
It's just, I promised her with the last one, because she was like, I can't deal with another heartbreak after something that happened with my brother. And I was like, Mom, don't worry, we're going to get married. And then I remember when we were breaking up, I was like scared to tell her the most.
Yeah.
I was like, Mom, I'm only staying with this person right now because I'm scared to hurt your feelings. And of course she was like, Craig, you're my son. At the end of the day, I love you. I want you to be happy. Don't ever do anything for me.
I know, but I've done the same thing
too. Moms are the greatest. Like, well, we're fortunate to have awesome moms.
Yes, we are fortunate to have. That's the thing that everyone on the show does, but you know, like we definitely.
Yeah, we're kind of Shep's a mama's boy.
I'm a mama's boy too, for sure. All right, y'all. Thank you for watching me and Craig on How Men Think. We had an absolute blast.
It was fun crashing this show this week. Yeah. We hope to be back soon. Until then, you can catch us on Bravo TV Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Southern Charm. Then you can find me on Instagram at CA Conover or Sewing Down South. And
me at Curl the Warrior King, not Princess Sophia.
Cheers, y'all.
Cheers.